is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-795. Please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is hour number two. USAPrepares.com. I'm Bliss. Dr. Sheely's Bliss. And top of the hour, the news reported that Congress approval rating was 12%. Now, what I want to know is, what kind of an IQ will it take to approve of Congress? These guys lie, they cheat, they're parasites. These guys even get free haircuts. We pay for their free haircuts. You need to throw every single one of them out of office. That way you won't make a mistake. We reported weeks ago, that the Congress approval rating was 10%. You just heard at the top of the hour news it's 12%. Well, whatever it is, 10, 12%, it doesn't matter. About 90% of us get it. And the 90% of us that get it, we need to throw these parasites out of office. They are destroying our country at a record rate. Yeah. You know, when Barack Obama speaks, his voice just grates on me. I can't listen to him. I can't listen to a person that misrepresents, that lies, I better be careful. But I can't listen to that man. I can't listen to him. It's like torture. It's like chalk on a blackboard or fingernails on a blackboard.
I agree.
we're going to have cells next to each other. Dr. Sheely, we were talking about some observations, and I was asked to move the expo back to Springfield. It's 50% or 50 miles closer to those who live in Springfield than in Lebanon. So Lebanon, Missouri is 50 miles away from Springfield. And the reason was, you know, it's an hour drive to get to Lebanon, to a really magnificent convention center. And people are saying it's too far. And, you know, frankly, Dr. Sheely, my response to this is, well, if it's too far to drive 50 miles to learn the kinds of material that we provide for $8 a day, $18 for a weekend, we subsidize the food. We do everything that we can. The education is so much better than any government event that you could possibly go to. And we charge so little for it. And if they can't drive 50 miles, we can't help them. We can't help them. That's my reaction to that. Dr. Sheely, do you have any thoughts?
Well, I don't think that's the most important thing. I think you hit it in the first hour. Let's face it. If you look at the last election,
mm-hmm.
less than 50% of people had an IQ good enough to know how to vote.
Yeah.
So we start off with the fact that a significant number of people, you know, are beyond ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
Ignorant means ignoring facts.
Mm-hmm.
And so what percentage of people are prepared? And my suspicion is that it's not more than, if we're lucky, 10%.
Yeah. Well, my number, Dr. Sheely, is less optimistic than that. I'm thinking 3% at the absolute most.
Well, 3%, remember, only 3% have the essential habits. So you may be right. The essential habits of, you know, no smoking, a healthy weight, eating five or more servings of fruits and vegetables a day, and exercising a minimum of 30 minutes 5 days a week. That's essential. Only 3% of all Americans have that. So the other 90%, 97% are beyond hope.
Let me give you another example. I agree. I absolutely agree. I'm really frustrated. And we had some complaints before the expos. And it relates back to this 50 miles. You know how far 50 miles is, and that's each way. And so people complained that they needed to get to the expo. So one of our instructors took it upon himself to set up a ride-share program, And he was going to get people back and forth to the expo. And we announced it on the air. He set it up at his store in Springfield.
He had one person sign up.
One person signed up and didn't show up. So what I'm saying is human nature. If that's how we're going to behave, if we're going to complain and then we go to try to extremes to help people and they still don't respond, forget them. Just we can't help them. Dr. Shuley, there was a woman who saw me in the aisle, and she stopped me. She said, middle-aged woman, she said, "Bags." I said, "Bags? Bags? Bags? You need a bag?" "Yeah, we need a bag. And, you know, these exhibitors should be, you know, having bags and giving us bags. Or you should be giving us bags, you know, to carry this stuff around with." And I said, "Oh, you need a bag?" And she said, "Yes, I need a bag." And I said, "Oh, well, you should have brought one."
You know, well, I actually had to give out a few bags myself.
Well, Dr. Shuley, we can't help these people. Honest to God, we can't help them. Really, we can't help them. So I said that at Ziggy's. I told that story at Ziggy's on Monday, and a man came up to me and he said, "I owe you an apology." And he said, he indicated that he was the one who wanted the bags, and his wife stopped me to ask me for the bags. So he felt bad because he realized. He said, "You know," and he was new to the expo and new to the meetup, and he realized that, yeah, this is a preparedness thing, and maybe I should be prepared. And it gets, in the simplest form, is I heard the coolest thing at the expo. I heard the term ice cubes, and. And that's the simplest form of preparedness that you can get, you know. And a lot of people do it. A lot of people make ice cubes because they realize that if they have an ice cube tray and they don't fill it with water, they're not going to have ice cubes. But, you know, we fix that because we have automatic ice cube makers now. But for the rest of us who don't have those automatic ice cube makers, if we want ice cubes, we're going to have to make them before we need them. Otherwise, we're not going to have them. And that's what preparedness is. Preparedness is simple. It's having what you need before you need it. That's it. That's it. Whether it be education, or whether it be tools, or whether it be items, you know, supplies. Dr. Shuley, there's a boy in England, a Down's syndrome child, and he's about 6 years old. And this boy died at the hospital because the doctor who was attending to him was working a 12-hour shift. And the doctor mistaked this boy for another boy with a do not resuscitate order. Can you imagine that?
Well, unfortunately, fatigue is, takes its toll on the person and anybody for whom they're responsible. It's another of the things. It's not listed in that four essentials for health, but it should be, and that's getting adequate sleep. 8 hours.
Dr. Shuley, the system is set up by the hospitals to overwork the doctors. It's set up that way, and it's wrong. The doctors do need a break. They really do. And the system needs to be changed immediately so that they can pay attention, so that they can have some semblance of a normal life, and so that they can deliver outstanding medicine that they were trained to do. But they can't if they're working. Well, Dr. Shuley, I believe, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, but I believe that you have worked many shifts more than 12 hours because you had to. Is that right?
Oh, heavens, yes. One time when I was an intern, I worked 68 hours without sleep. Now, I have to admit that I didn't harm anybody as far as I know, but I had to go back when I finally got to sleep and redo the physicals and, you know, history that I had written because I couldn't even read my own writing of because I was so exhausted.
And is that because you wanted to do that, or is that because you had to do that because there was no one else?
You got it. I was forced to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how many, here's a question, how many government employees?
Work an hour a day, you mean?
Well, yeah, that's one thing. I'm thinking, I used to have this this gal that reported to me. I had a government job a long, long time ago. And I would come in the morning and I'd say, Gene, can you, and this was at the time before computers, Gene, can you take a memo? And that's when we had secretaries. Remember that? A long time ago.
Yeah.
Gene, can you take a memo? Vincent, I just got here. Okay. And I come back and Vincent, I'm getting ready to go on break. Okay. I come back. Vincent, I just got back from break. Okay. Vincent, I'm getting ready to go to lunch. So, I took care of it. I found a way around it. And a lot of times I would handwrite my own memos. And if you know, I try to make them, you know, pretty legible. But what I'm saying is, there's a government employee right there who is getting ready to go to work, getting ready to come back from a break. She was always getting ready to do something except work. And so if you look at that and you contrast that, and by the way, 5:01 in the afternoon, gone.
How about 4:58?
Yeah. So she wouldn't be late to get out of work early. Yeah, that's exactly right. And they would have their coats on, you know, 15 minutes ahead of time, getting ready to leave. So that's the contrast with someone who's passionate and actually has to do the right thing and wants to do the right thing versus a government employee. So if you wonder why I despise what the government does to us, these are just little indications that I've had over my life. I didn't, you know, my mom didn't, I wasn't born this way. I was not born this way. I learned all of this. We come back. I'd like to talk with Dr. Shealy about ADHD and would children be better off with sleep that have ADHD? More sleep, would that be better? Dr. Norman Shealy, Vin Finelli.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I'd like to thank KUNQ, KUNQ, Big Country 99, The Rooster, 99.3 FM, Houston, Missouri, for moving us up to 2 hours a day, 2 hours a day. They're taking this broadcast, the one you're listening to right now, moving us up to 2 hours a day, going head-to-head with George Norrie. Yeah, coast-to-coast in the marketplace in the Ozark Mountains. So, Big Country 99, The Rooster, thank you so much for putting us on for 2 hours a day. Dr. Shealy, children diagnosed with ADHD are being prescribed drugs by their medical doctors and by the pharmacomafia. They're producing them more than ever. Is it possible that these children would just do better with more sleep?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, these kids have a very, quote, sensitive nervous system. And, of course, mm-hmm. they can't tolerate stimulation or overstimulation. They need lots of nurturing, and I don't know a drug that is useful and not harmful to them. We know that every single psychological emotional disorder, from ADHD, autism, all the way up to schizophrenia, is, among other things, associated with lack of oxytocin. And that means that they don't have a natural ability to bond easily. They are looking, not knowingly, but they're sort of searching around to find something that makes them feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm. And well, Dr. Shealy, when we're at Ziggy's, before we get there, they've got all these TVs going on behind the glass, you know, the glass wall that they have there, and there's two TVs in the dining room, where we hold our meetup, and then there's another TV in another dining area behind a another glass wall. So there's probably 10 televisions or close to it at Ziggy's, and they're all going at the same time. And we look at the scenes, and we look at them as 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 second scenes, and they keep programming us scene after scene after scene, rapid fire. And I can't help but believe that part of the problem that ADHD children have is they're expecting life to be like television that they've been set in front of to occupy them while their parents are busy doing something else. Does that seem reasonable to you?
Almost certainly, yes. You know, to me, that's just common sense in many respects, but it's also important to point out.
Well, that's what I wanted to point out, and have
you know.
Yeah. So, Dr. Shealy, how do we get people to turn off the TV?
Well, we're probably back down to the 3% level again. I mean, let's say,
all right, well,
what is really great about television? Give me one thing that even makes it worth having that's better than radio, for instance. Give me one.
Oh, you know I can't. Dr. Shealy, the only reason that we have televisions in our house, and we have one in the kitchen where we'll watch a DVD. It's not hooked up to, actually, it is hooked up to a satellite receiver I purchased from Rick's satellite. He's one of our instructors, Rick Kaler. I purchased a satellite receiver, and it's hooked up so that we can listen to GCN through the satellite receiver, and we have to program the receiver with a television screen. So that's one reason why we have a television. Another reason is so we can watch DVDs that we select without commercials, and another one is so we can watch YouTube or internet video. Other than that, I cannot think of a single reason, not one reason, to watch broadcast television. None. The weather's not right. The news is sanitized. If you're not watching, if you are watching a program, you're getting about 20 minutes per hour of commercials that nobody wants to see. There's no reason, none, that I can think of. Did I hit that right on the head or not?
You did.
Dr. Shealy, when we come back, let's talk about medicine. Let's talk about if coffee perks you up, does that mean you're addicted? If coffee perks you up, are you addicted to coffee? Dr. Norman Shealy, NormShealy.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
This can be slight.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my
when you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. And Dr. Shealy, I've heard so many people say over the years, I need a cigarette. I need a cup of coffee. Now, if coffee, and we have a post on this on the website, if coffee perks you up, does that mean you are addicted to coffee?
Well, that's an interesting question, because actually, let's take someone who's never drunk coffee before.
Mm-hmm.
If you have never had a cup of coffee, you're an adult, and you drink one cup of coffee, it doubles your adrenaline output. It doubles it. That feels energetic. Now, once you have done that a minimum of once a day for a week, you begin to adjust to that so that instead of doubling your adrenaline output, that new cup of coffee may only raise it 10% or so. So you get accustomed to running on high-octane gas, so to speak. And so that is an habituation. It's not exactly an addiction, although people who are, you know, very sensitive to it can have very severe withdrawal symptoms, including severe headaches, when they stop that kind of thing. So you do adjust to stress, but every time you adjust to stress like that, you actually lower your resistance to new stress. And so all of us go through life, you know, selectively adjusting to things like that. Cigarettes are the same. Interestingly, when you smoke your first cigarette, it doubles your adrenaline output, but it only lasts for 10 minutes instead of, you know, hours the first time you have a cup of coffee. So when you adapt, you begin to need and expect that high level of adrenaline, and it gets harder and harder to maintain it.
So is that why when a person starts smoking, they might smoke a couple cigarettes a day, and then it's up to a half a pack a day, then one, then two, and then some get, you know, even more accustomed to it because they absolutely, positively need it to stay even?
Well, they need it, they think, because they have adapted to it. They need it to keep the extra adrenaline, which they really don't need because it's essentially wearing them out. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, Selye's concept of stress is we adapt, and that's good sometimes. But then you begin to maladapt, and eventually you wear out or burn out. And that's when severe disease kicks in and ultimately death. So,
well, Dr. Xu, then if I'm drinking a cup of coffee over a two-hour broadcast, I sip on it. I just don't guzzle it down, and I just sip on it because it's something that I need to be able to keep talking without becoming hoarse. Is that okay, or is that something, should I switch to something else?
No, I'm glad you raised it that way. I think a cup of coffee a day, two cups of coffee a day, maybe three cups of coffee a day is okay.
Okay.
But when it gets to 5 and 10, come on.
Okay. All right. So we are okay for doing, and I'm sure a lot of people who have office-type jobs sip on coffee. And I know that, for example, at the station you broadcast in the afternoon, they've got a kitchen there, and they have at least three coffee pots going all the time, or at least they have three thermoses with coffee in it that can be brewed within 5 minutes at a time. And they're always available. And it seems that people who work on the radio do a lot of coffee drinking.
Well, that's true. People in a lot of businesses drink a lot of coffee. I'm going to give you a tale of a person that I know personally who about 6 years ago, her husband was terminally ill, and she went days with nothing but coffee. And one day I called, and she was slurring her speech, and I said, look, you need to go to the hospital. She refused. So I sent Julie Pinnick, our nurse practitioner, out to her home. If she hadn't gone there, this woman would have died. She actually spent over 2 weeks in the hospital recovering from caffeine intoxication. Now, just this spring, a young lady came to me. Her mother brought her to me, and she wound up in the emergency room from drinking those five-hour energy drinks in excess. And they can kill you. So it's always moderation. Maybe one five-hour energy drink. I've never tried one. I'm not going to, because it doesn't sound right to me. But they're dangerous. And when you get to 10 and 20 cups of coffee a day, it's dangerous. It's going to cause harm sooner or later.
Dr. Shuley, I've never had one of those five-hour energy drinks. And I've cautioned our children, who are all adults now, not to have them. And let me tell you a little story about me. many years ago, about 8 years ago, when we were moving from Virginia to Missouri and building this farm, I bought a 20-foot-long trailer, 8 by 8 by 20, and I thought, if I'm going to be driving back and forth, I might as well pull our possessions in a trailer that I own rather than hire a van line to move all of our possessions from generations of accumulations from Virginia to Missouri. So it's a long drive, and it's about 1,100 miles. And I drove it with my 15-year-old son at the time, and he and I were building this house. And we would stop at the same truck stops and buy gasoline, I'm sorry, diesel, and we would buy a cup of coffee, and off we'd go, and we'd go to the next truck stop. And they had this thing called Stoke, S-T-O-K-E, and it's like a little package of creamer, maybe a half an ounce, and it said, caution, you know, don't put more than two of these in your coffee. Well, I put two of them in, and I drove. And normally I would have to stop about halfway through and get out, walk around, because it was a really long drive. It was 11 hours. And sometimes I would take a short nap, a couple hours in the truck, and then continue on, because I was the only driver. Well, I took this Stoke and in with my coffee when I left Virginia, and I was wide awake for days, days. I'm not kidding. I'm not exaggerating. I couldn't sleep, and then I slept for a couple days after that, and I could not get up. I was absolutely wide awake for days, and then I was absolutely asleep for days. I wanted to share that with you, and it's absolutely true. And it was so strong that I believe that I was just about stuttering with the effect of this caffeine from Stoke.
Yep. Well, you're right. And, you know, it's interesting. Someone just reminded me that in 1977, my first big public book, 90 Days to Self-Help, I talked about the need for patients to become responsible for their health care. I've been talking about this 35 years. And it's not as easy today as it was back then to get people to think about it. We must increase self-responsibility. And really, let's take it. When you talk about be prepared, that's the old Boy Scout motto. And it is a personal responsibility. It is not my responsibility to feed you, to help you in any way, unless I want to. It is my responsibility to take care of myself. And if I don't do it, I can't expect anybody else to do it for me. That's my whole philosophy.
Well, Boy Scout, the Boy Scout motto, the Boy Scout ethics, the Boy Scout training, if all of us did that, boys and girls, we would be a lot better off. And it relates to the bags. It relates to that lady asking me for the bags because she didn't have them. It relates to the ice cubes. It relates to everything in life. And Dr. Shealy, we would not have gotten this far if our parents had not been prepared. If they had prepared the way we prepare today, we would not have gotten this far. We would not have been this bright. We would not have developed the inventions that we invented, because too many of us would be couch potatoes.
Well, that's true. So, I mean, you know, I started, because I wanted to, managing our family vegetable garden when I was 12 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, my mother did it. And we canned. In fact, when I was growing up, there were no freezers. You know, you had ice cubes, and that's about it, mm-hmm. in your refrigerator. We didn't have a freezer to store things, so everything was canned or dried. And fortunately, that's still possible. And I have to say, I strongly prefer canning and drying foods to freezing them, because it's just so much safer and long-term.
Dr. Shealy, Len Pence of Pensarota Farms is an instructor with us and has been for a long time. He said that he has never had more signing up for his seminars in gardening than he had the most people sign. He had the best expo he has ever had. People have signed up for his canning classes and his gardening classes. He was astonished at how many people wanted to learn how to do that. And we're not talking about children. We're talking about middle-aged people who want to learn how to can because they didn't get taught how to can.
Mm-hmm.
I think the era that you're talking about the 1920s, 1930s, 1940s, when people wanted to have a cellar, and that's what they called them back then.
Of course.
They didn't call them a basement. They called them a cellar. And in the cellar, that's where they kept their canning. And they grew their own produce, vegetables, fruits, and did can them and did consume them and had the equipment. I still have the equipment that my grandmother had in her kitchen for grinding meat, hand grinding meat, and for canning fruits and vegetables. I still have it. And I still have the memory of going into their cellar and seeing the jars and jars and jars of the garden that she canned in her cellar. Dr. Norman Chealy, Vin Finelli, I'd like to ask about asthma and coffee. Does coffee help people who are asthmatic? I'm Vin Finelli. Dr. Chealy and I will be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise@GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer. big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are now considered a terrorist. It doesn't matter if you have served your country dutifully. The federal government, the IRS, and the NSA are targeting Americans just like you. Because of your beliefs and because of big government's corrupt policies, you are a threat and fall into the same category as a terrorist. Now they are monitoring everything you do online. You are at risk unless you know how to disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to protect yourself. That's privacyradio.com.
America, pay attention. Don't wait for the next natural disaster or fight for global domination to prepare yourself with Chef 5-Minute Meals. These delicious self-heating home-style meals are 5-year shelf-stable and require no water, no refrigeration, no microwave. Tasty enough for Rachel Ray, tough enough for the apocalypse. Get yours at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502. Don't depend on the government. Be ready. Chef5mm.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I've got great news for you. Americans who are in the middle class are now number 27 globally. We have reached number 27. Imagine that. American middle class. The envy of the world decades ago. We are now number 27 behind Italy, Britain, Belgium. Our government has brought us down to number 27. If you don't think that we're going down, you're missing the boat. We are going down quickly. I'm not kidding. We're now number 27. Imagine that. Our middle class is 27th globally. We used to be number one. Makes me so angry.
Are you surprised?
No, The phlegm of politicians have sold us out. Their individual greed is so great. Their desire for personal pleasure is so great that they will tend to neglect their wives, their children, their families for their own pleasures. They are the weakest of the weak. I despise politicians. I absolutely despise them. And it makes me so angry because, you know, we have these teachers that are selling cupcakes for the children. They need band equipment, band uniforms, ball uniforms. And they'll go out and sell cupcakes to raise money for that. But they won't protest and point out these politicians who are poisoning those very same children with fluoride. We are the dumbest people on the planet. We can't get up off the couch to change our own channel to be reprogrammed or programmed or inundated with the mass media message. We are the dumbest of the dumb. There's only 3% of us that I can tell that are actually going to get through this because there's only 3% of us that are awake enough to pay attention to what's going on.
I think it's worthwhile, since I presume that people who put up with listening to us are among the 3% mostly. what can we do to grow or encourage growth in the home self-responsible, self-prepared population? Because, you know, I've been preaching this for 40 years, and I see that we aren't as good now as we were 40 years ago. And so I would like to ask everybody to, you know, I'll give my email address, but don't send me anything unless it's a positive comment about how we can increase the population of Be Prepared, norm@normshealy.com. I'd like people to give me their ideas, because I've been pushing this for 40 years, and yes, I'm very thankful for the 3%, but I'd like it to be 33% or better.
I'm with you. That's norm@normshealy.com. Only send positive comments about how we can affect and impact change, please. I'm sure Norm Shealy is going to share them with me. So that's normshealy.com. You can go to his website, normshealy.com, and please contact him. I would really love to see it. Dr. Shealy, I don't know. I really don't know. I said on Monday, just past Monday, I said there should be a two-mile line waiting to get in the parking lot at Ziggy's to go to the seminar that we had. A two-mile-long line just to get in. A free seminar. We have world-class information every single Monday. We don't charge a cent for it. People can come to Ziggy's. They don't have to buy anything. If they want to have dinner with us, great. If they want to have dessert, great. If they want to have coffee, great. If they want to have just water with lemon, great. But we only get about 110 people a week. That's it.
Out of an audience of, let's say, conservatively 500,000.
Yeah, well, that's an audience of 500,000 in Springfield alone.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Dr. Norman Shealy, thanks so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you, and next week let's talk about asthma and coffee. Dr. Norman Shealy, Wednesdays, USAPrepares.com. Please tell all your friends. Podcasts are free. Above all, really, above all, it's up to you. Honesty and integrity, it's going to carry the day. The lies don't make it. Congress has a 10% approval rating because they lie. What happens next is up to you.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated and most proteins you consume are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.